Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend, Stephen Baum. Stephen H. Baum, B-A-U-M, leadership.com is his website. And you can find his book there, What Made Jack Welch, Jack Welch, How Ordinary People Become Extraordinary Leaders. It's available wherever books are sold. Stephen, as you know, is one of the top vestige leaders on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Stephen, and by the way, I have to say this. If you like the television show Lie to Me, the creator of that is Stephen's son, Sam, right? Right, Stephen?
That's true.
So, folks, if you
That's
like that
true.
Show, you can trace it all back to the genius of Stephen's wife, right, Stephen?
We all have to be a little more careful when we speak because the tells, anybody who plays poker understands this, the tells tell.
That's right. Hey, Stephen, We've been talking about being parsimonious and frugal and efficient and you know being very disciplined in the way we think about growth and et cetera, et cetera. But another thing that you are seeing out there that you're talking to your clients about is maybe it's time to stop deferring some of that gratification and start accruing a little bit of it. Talk to us about that.
Well, there's an interesting. How shall I put this? It's a strange thing to see. They're putting their salespeople on higher and higher upside commission and lower draw. Mm-hmm. They've gone too far. They'll moderate it, but they're letting the salesman be motivated by performance opportunities. Since two years ago. There were salesmen on commission who didn't make any money,
right?
Because the market was so bad. Now the market's returning. They're making sure that the guys who are out there selling are making real-time money for performance. But for themselves, they're starting to say, we don't know when another train wreck could happen. We don't know if a terrorist event or Mother Nature doing something awful will happen. We're going to take some money off the table. And what's interesting is anybody who can do it is doing it. And they're doing it every which way. They're refinancing debt if they have debt, if they borrow. They're refinancing that, and they're taking a little bit of money out of the business. They're attracting a private equity investor to come along. It could be something as small, almost as friends and family, to the point of selling a piece of it to a strategic buyer, another company mm-hmm. that wants a piece of it with the option to buy later. They're looking at this as a time when they want to take some money off the table. And
you know what? Another thing is happening in smaller businesses. I think you and I both know plenty of people who didn't pay themselves enough through 2009 and maybe even through 2010.
Now's the time to
get it back up to where it needs to be. I mean, we all love what we do. Most of us do. If we keep doing it, Stephen, you and I have talked about this. We love what we do, but you know, you want to get compensated for it too, just like your employees, and it's a good feeling when you can do that. And so people are starting to do that a little bit more, aren't they?
Well, if you've gotten through the great storm that we've had, you're already in better shape than a whole lot of other folks. But what you want to make sure is that you've taken some money and put it in the bank, so that mm-hmm. you're sustained through smaller bumps that'll happen ahead.
You know,
you don't want to operate thin personally.
I wrote about this recently about retirement. One of the things that takes a hit for a lot of small businesses is their business is like a teenager. It's always got its hand out, except your business has more than one hand out. It has dozens of hands out saying, I want more money, I want money, I want money. I need this, I need that. And we give it to it. We give our businesses that money. And oftentimes, way too often, to the distress of our personal separate retirement planning. And this is another thing that I'm encouraging people to do. If your business is getting to the point where there's a little bit left over after your business has what it really needs, you know, think about funding that retirement plan. What do you think, Stephen?
Well, the really small businesses, many of them now have defined benefit plans for the owners, and that's the surest way to enforce the savings. is to have a defined benefit plan, mm-hmm. put the money into that on a regular annual basis. You're not going to earn a whole lot of money on your money these days,
right?
Unless it's going where smart money is, into buying companies and that sort of thing. I mean, mm-hmm. most investments, whether it's bonds or CDs or whatever, aren't going to make you a whole lot of money. But putting it away is the most important part.
Yep, yep. That paying yourself in through compensation and through retirement planning is something that that I hope more small business owners will pay a little more attention to. Hey, Stephen, give us the website again quickly.
StephenHBaumLeadership.com.
Check it out. Baum is his last name. Thanks, Stephen, for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Great to be with you, Jim.
Stephen Baum, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Let me remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.